Welcome, episode 152 of the Still Dripping Happy Hour. This is your host Mason. On the move tonight, we got Hayes Holla.
Oh yeah, you know what it is. What is this picture? Whoa, what is that? Did you make that?
No.
What is that?
I read a quote today. It was from Pablo Picasso, and it was like, hold on, let me look it up. Here we go. Here it is. This is from Picasso himself. It says, "Good artists copy, great artists steal." And I totally stole that off the internet.
Okay. Great job.
So you can call me a great artist then, apparently.
Excellent work.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I saw it. I was looking up Military Blue Force, trying to get a transparent version on, and it's on one of our later slides. But I saw this and I was like, that looks fun.
All right. So there it is. Yeah, that is fun. You surprised me there. And then we got the Embiids that we learned about are legit because he's back. Hideous. And then the LaMelo fours, right? Is that what this is or the three?
Yeah, we'll talk four. About those later. Oh, yeah, that's part of a game. So no worries.
Do all the stuff. Follow us on Instagram.
Oh, I don't have it. Buy our
merch. It's pared down. You got a lot fewer choices, so it shouldn't be so difficult because we got so much dope stuff. It shouldn't be so hard to pick. After we talk to our guest, Dr. W. That was great advice. So nonetheless, support your boys, follow on the stuff, like, subscribe, tell your friends and your grandmothers. And amen.
Amen. I don't have anything to add after that. If you're not on YouTube, go to YouTube.
Oh yeah.
It's better there. It's a better viewing experience.
It is better there. Hey, can I start with outside the box?
Yeah, go for it.
Is it more than sneakers?
Yeah.
It's more than sneakers. I got a few things to cover real quick.
All right.
So this isn't shameless self-promotion, but it is important in terms of the story. So today's my birthday. We're recording on my birthday. I did it.
Happy birthday.
How old do you think I am?
Well, I know how old you are.
I think. I'm 44.
Oh, yeah.
44. Can you believe that one of your dear friends is 44 years old? That's stupid. That's absolutely stupid.
I can believe it, but.
Oh, so anyway, a couple cool. Believe me. Cool things is that my daughter wanted to get me this hat. It's a beige tan Nike hat. It's sick. I don't know why this hat of all things, but I really liked it. So I'm wearing it tonight. The rest of my boys got me a Luka Doncic jersey. I've wanted one for a long time. I only now have two active NBA player jerseys. Luka Doncic and Brandon Miller. Which leads me to the other thing. And this is a shout out. So this afternoon, Fry Guy and another regular listener who's a fan. I can't think of a really good name for him. I'll just say his name is Micah. They take me to lunch for my birthday because they're really sweet. And I'm getting in the car and they hand me this box. And I was like, what is this? Like, we got you a birthday present. They call me Mother Goose. I'm like, because it's just like a bunch of yous that I work with, right? And so I'm the old man. And these are my goslings, basically, or whatever. So anyway. Like, Mother Goose, we got you a birthday present. I was like, oh, cool. And so I open it up, and dang it, it's a signed Brandon Miller jersey. That's awesome. I lost it. It was super cool. So shout out. Man, I would never have gotten that for myself. It was a super surprising, amazing, awesome gift. I was shocked. So anyway, appreciate it. Appreciate listeners. Thank you for the birthday loves. I'm not a big holiday or birthday guy, but thank you.
That was there a touching more than sneakers moment.
Thank you.
All right,
hey, bro. Whoa. Where's your pearls?
Oh, I'm sorry. They're right here. They're always close. They're a little cold.
Last thing. Last thing I need to touch so nobody's surprised. So I'm still in 75 hard, right? If you can't tell, like I can tell when I see my face in the screen, I've lost quite a bit of weight. Okay.
You're almost back to basketball, man.
I'm close. Okay. That would be a goal. That's definitely a goal. So I'm 16 or 17 days in. Part of this thing is that you drink a gallon of water a day, and I bet I pee a dozen times a day, maybe more. So if there's at any point I need to go pee, I'm going to do it. Today, I actually text. Oh, Mason, you're freezing up, so I'm just going to keep rolling into it. You're unfreezing. Bad radio, bad radio. Oh, hey, you're freezing up. Can you hear me now?
I could hear you when you say that. I can still hear you, but you just keep going.
Okay, got it. So today, and I actually text Fry Guy, is one of the guys that's doing it with me, or asked me to do it, and I said yes, and it was the closest on a sales call that I've ever come to wet my pants, to the point where I was like, ooh, maybe if I let out just a trickle, it'll relieve some of the pressure. That doesn't work. I didn't, but I was close. I was very close because I had to pee so bad. It was really, really bad. I'm just going to leave it like that.
Oof, man.
Oh, and I know the trickle does not work. It don't. This is a note to self. If you ever feel you got to pee so bad, don't fool yourself into thinking, if I just let out a little bit in my pants, it'll be fine. Nope.
Public service.
It's not going to happen.
All right.
We are off track, off the rails.
Yeah, we're off the rails for sure. That's all right, though. I was trying to pull up, which is maybe why my internet went down, but I was trying to pull up the sneakers that I got recently, but
can do.
This moment. Why not? So they're in production currently. So
you can't show it on your phone, bad radio it?
No, I don't think so. It's not pulling up for me. I was trying to show them my iPad. Let me see if I can get there. bad radio. It's all good.
While you're doing that, I've had some birthday money, and so I've gotten some stuff that I hadn't planned on. I got some Yeezy slides. Man, they are some of the most comfortable things I've ever worn.
Really?
No crap. Good. Oh, yeah. I guess I'm a late adopter because the height of them, kind of for retail, it didn't even, on the website, it was super easy. Really comfy. Cozy. I got the Ja Morants. And do you remember when I hit the Sakai Cortez, the ones that got the weird back on them, do you remember that? You probably don't. I bet it's 2 years ago. I don't know when that came out.
I do remember that.
So I've been sitting on them, but thinking I was going to sell them on StockX or whatever. And they just sat and sat and sat. And then the market tanked, right? And so I've been sitting on them. And man, something hit me like 2 days ago. Maybe it was last week. And I said, you know what? These are basically retail at this point. I'm keeping them. And so I'm going to wear them.
Okay.
And they're not shoes I would usually wear. I mean, they're big dad looking shoes, bulky.
Yeah, they're fat back.
But I was like, you know what? These are going on the rotation.
Okay.
So anyway, I'll let you know how that goes. But I was just stalling for you to pull up the Sabrinas if you got them on your phone.
Oh, yeah. No worries. Yeah, here they are. Let me see if I can give you a good picture. So that's one of them. And then the other side it's red swoosh one side, yellow swoosh on the other.
You do different sides? I mean, it will let you customize? Can.
Yeah. And so it's blue down the middle. So I the reason is, and I'll show these better when they come in, but red is my future son's birthstone. The other side's yellow, and that's Elliot's birthstone, and then blue is Haley's in the middle. So
Mason,
triple play. And then I did the letters on the I didn't think I was going to do it, but my wife was like, you know, why not? And it's a M-H-E-W. You can't really see it, but it's on the sole right there, that little scribble, black scribble right there. So I wanted to make it mean something if I was going to do it, but pretty much creams and tans and white on the back, sick. Like underneath the swoosh is white, and then the gum sole. So I knew the only thing I knew I wanted was the gum sole, and then just designing it around that was
hey, wait a second. So, do I don't feel like I know the name of your new baby.
I don't know if we're, yeah.
Well, you said M-H-E.
Yeah, you're right. I did say that, but it's not like a super secret. You want to guess? This bad radio. We're not frozen. Hayes is just thinking. It's the middle name is somewhat derived from family, but not the first name.
Okay. But that's what I was going to say. Like, Elliot is a unique name. It's an older name. So you're going to have something-ish like that to match, right? So it's not going to be William, I don't feel like.
No.
It's going to be more, okay, so I'm on the right track.
Along the lines of Elliot, yeah.
Wait a second, but if it's not public, why are you
going to... I give you a hint. No, it's fine. We're telling people.
Okay.
You're one of my people, so. The hint might give it away. It might be too easy.
You feel like the German dude is one of your people?
He could be,
or the French.
If they're listening to this, then that's fair. But same last two letters. Starts with a W. So you got three of the letters right there. Oh, bad radio, bad radio. You just
A-M?
Mull about
W something.
No, no, same last two letters as Elliot.
Oh, Wilcott?
No,
I'm off. Really, really far off. Like, what was that even mean? Yeah. Wilcott?
Yeah, think of a character in Tombstone. Wyatt. Yeah, there you go.
That's a dope name. That is a absolutely Thanks. Sick name. He is gonna be a badass if that's his name.
So, yeah.
That is
it. We're excited.
Well, God, that's Elliot a and sick Wyatt. Name. Congratulations.
We're about a quarter of the way in. So.
Hey, and also, your boys work. Again, that's a big deal. You know?
Yeah.
They swim. You are
Thank
full
you.
Capacity.
Appreciate it. Full capacity. Wonderful.
And apparently you can only create a male. Good job.
So far, yeah.
That's all I can do. I can only create men. Kidding. I'm not kidding. That's actually true. Go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. What I'm currently sitting in, which is my office where I work from 2 or 3 days a week, is becoming Elliot's room. So the pod will find a new home. I think I'm moving out to the shed.
Mm.
So. We'll see about that. We'll see how
like
that works.
Me and the sunroom.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So we'll see. It could end up being a little closer to the house. We'll see how the internet works. Yeah, so stay tuned for that.
Do
also,
you have power out there?
Not currently. We're investigating that. So we'll see. I'll need, for the time being, I'll probably run an extension cord out there.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what it's like. I think we're going to try to get power, but that's on a long list of things to do, and it probably won't happen before July. Hmm. So yeah, and then
your
with
baby's
that,
coming in July.
Yeah.
Holy crap! That's fast.
Yeah, yeah. Come in July. So with that, I'm trying to get one more pair of shoes. Before we get all these expenses and changing rooms and yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff to do. So we got a lot
What's
of doctor's
it
bills.
Be? What are you looking at?
I don't know yet. I've looked at, the Salmon Toe Gel Light Fives, the Kith Asics.
You're for real?
Really like those.
You're never going outside. This is why we should have had to end the game.
Yeah,
There's no way you do it. You cannot pull the trigger.
No, that's like my that's my top one on my list right now. But 11.5 is like outrageously expensive versus the other ones. It's like $400.
Why don't you get a 12?
Oh, you're breaking up.
Why don't you get a 12?
You're frozen or I'm
You're frozen. It's you. Mason's frozen. It's not me. Why would he not just get a 12? He fits in a 12. We're basically we're the same size. Why wouldn't you just get a 12?
I think in Asics, I'm closer to 11. I'm trying to work and see between those two and if I can get used. And I'm looking at all the options. Otherwise, maybe an Air Max Pata Waves. Not sure on the colorway yet. I like the brown one. I'm not sure what it's called. The dark russet, I think. Or the light blue.
Oh, light the blue one is too, too. Hard to go wrong on the Patas. Outside the ones that I ended up getting. That is the worst color of all of them. I mean, I like, I like them still, but I mean, anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. Trying to get one before.
Okay.
Anyways, now that we've kind of introed into sneakers, let's.
What's inside the box?
That's my shoe in the box.
All right, just some
shoes. I'm interested to see how much you pared down of all the stuff that I've sent recently, because there's been a lot of
stuff. You've sent a lot. I tried to get the new and noteworthy stuff, but it was hard because we had a guest last week, so we didn't cover any news. I guess we covered the Shea thing. That was about it.
I love the guest, by the way. Dr. W was sick. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
He's a really good guy.
That was a lot of fun. Really and I think we learned it towards the end of the conversation, some more mutual interest we had. So I'm excited for the next one of those. And we got to start hitting up our old guest and having them back on. Cause a lot has changed in the last 2 years since we've had like Jenny on and Justin on. And Cullen and all the people that I'm not going to list them all. Cause there's a lot. And so we need to hop them back, get them back on. So
yeah.
Anyways, let's jump into here. Military Blues coming out. I think they pushed back the I wanted to say go live date. That's business terms, but they pushed back the release date of these. I think it's May 25th, 24th, somewhere in there in the 20s. It's the headline here, though. Military Blues outnumber the Bread Reimagined 4s by more than double.
Wow.
In terms of production. So hopefully, if you want these, you can get them. I really want these. This might be end up being that shoe that is the last before we cut it off. So,
man, you guys, this is just...
I feel like this is just getting our hopes up.
Probably. Oh man, me too. I'm just trying to think. So like, for instance, I told you I got the Jaws and I got the Yeezy slides. So that means I got rid of a pair of shoes this week and I gave away my LeBron John Elliott's.
Man, I would have paid you for those. I like
those. Would you really?
I would have definitely.
Dang it, man. This dude, the guy who is part of the Brandon Miller thing is who I gave him to.
Oh, he deserved them for sure.
He's such a good guy. Anywho, huge LeBron guy because he's from Ohio.
Oh.
He's from the.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, he's my size. It just made a ton of sense. But like, as I'm looking at these, what do I get rid of? I don't know. I've really pared down and.
Have any more room just for one box?
It's not that I don't have room. It's the principle. It's like that whole thing is
checks and balances.
Discipline. It's a discipline thing.
It's a discipline.
It's a discipline for my soul is that I don't need that many shoes. And it's ridiculous to have that many shoes, much less shoes that I'm not even wearing. And so that's what it is. It's keep in touch with reality. I've got it pretty good and I don't want to ever lose sight of those that don't have. And so If I can bless somebody by giving away a pair of shoes, I'm going to do it. I'm sorry. That was way more than what you asked. This is a must have. It's been well documented in COVID. I had a pair of these from whatever year and the sole separated. And guess what I did? Put them in my trash can. I put them in my trash can. The stupidest. That's so stupid. That's so dumb. Wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
Should have even hung them up somewhere. Like, nope. Guess what I did? Put them in the freaking trash can is what I put my military.
What? I'm trying to think. The place we formerly went to church has two of our shoes hanging up. Yours were Bread 11s? Or did you have Bread 4s up there? I think those were the two we had up. I don't remember who threw
I had OG Space Jams.
You had Space Jams. I put up Bread 11s. Yeah.
I wonder if they're still in there.
I wonder too.
Haven't asked.
I guess we know a few people we can ask.
Yeah, probably. I wonder what they did with them is my other question. It's like, don't throw those away.
Yeah.
Come back.
Man. Yeah, we should go back there and like the OJ stealing from the church, but it's our own stuff.
Do you still remember the code?
I think so.
Maybe if we can get in.
They probably changed it after all that.
There's no way. Those things are impossible to change. All right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Let's come back to this. Guys, listen, if you are a sneakerhead at all and you have any, this is a must have. This is an OG colorway. It goes with everything. They look good when they're worn. This is a great nostalgic shoe that still holds up. This is a must have. It has to be the best. That's not true. Fours are tough. They're tough, especially the OG colorways are way up there.
You're not going to lose any value on fours ever. No.
Well, depending on the model. But this one is
fours. It's hard.
Depending on the colorway.
Yeah. It's still hard to lose on fours. I mean, a lot of people, you heard about those, the Bread Reimagined. A lot of people think those are going to be like thousands of dollars.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it makes sense when you look at it this way because they're probably never going to retro that again, right? It's a remake of a retro, like the leather.
Oh, okay.
So like when are you ever going to be able to get a Bread leather 4? It'd probably be like one of those unique items that might never come out again.
Now that I just totally forgot that they were leather. If somebody wants to trade me for my whatever year I have the Breads, is it 2012? I still wear them all the time. I trade later than
2012 for sure. Is it
16?
Yeah. 15, 16, somewhere in there. 16?
Yeah. Anyway, now that I'm thinking about because I forgot they were leather. I'd trade mine all day because mine are suede.
Yeah, I go back and forth whether I like the suede or the leather.
Yep.
I think if I'm picking just one.
The leather just holds up better.
The leather does hold up better. Yeah.
And it looks good when you wear it versus the suede. It looks all, yeah.
When you wear the suede. Yeah. Anyway, great.
We're splitting hairs here. This is a all right.
Bad. Yep. Must have. Hold their value for sure. All right, next up. These might have come out already, but we've been off for so long that these Craft Ivory ones. These are
starting strong here, Mason. These are two really good ones. Everything about this shoe is great. The material, it's got the turbo green material. Looks imperfect because it's like this, whatever you want to call it, leather, used almost.
It's like a, not a canvas, but it's different material. It's the Craft special edition. So they've done that with the olive threes, some fours, maybe a five, I think. And one other one. Maybe
this
two.
This is a beautiful shoe and it'll probably be easy to get. It's probably not going to be.
This headline down here says, I don't know if you can read it. It's pretty small. It won't drop on sneakers, so it's only going to be at NDHD. Oh. So it might be more limited than we think. But yeah, it seems like this is going to be a slept on pair.
Yeah.
Just what I think. But yeah.
Goes with everything.
This yeah, is, absolutely.
This is a dope shoe.
Yeah.
It's summertime. This is a, looks like a summer shoe.
Amen.
Be summer.
Summer shoe. All right. Next up, we teased it in the opening. Joel Embiid officially signs with Skechers. He makes what? Terrence Mann, Julius Randle, Joel Embiid. I think that's the big three of Skechers. And then Snoop Dogg, number four, I guess.
Mm.
But boy, this is a rough look. I don't want to get tough and rough.
We saw the pics. Mine,
but
we saw the pics beforehand, and
mm-hmm.
now that you see them on foot, they're worse than the pictures. This is that big S. They're taking a page from Mason's favorite New Balance, the N, and throwing it big and huge on there. And I don't even know how to describe these if I was not watching it. This is just mm-hmm. This is, looks like they're trying really hard.
Say it does.
They tried really hard, and it was a bust. Now,
like, if you were Skechers, why? I guess my whole thing is like, who thinks this is valuable? Like, why didn't you just create a sub brand? Like, just give Joel Embiid, just call him the Embiids. Don't put any Skechers branding on it, and just give like the Curry Flow is what the Under Armour Curry is now. Doesn't have an Under Armour symbol on it. Why? I don't know why they didn't just do that straight out of the gate from Embiid. I know he's a big man. He's not going to sell a ton of shit.
That's what I was.
But neither is Skechers. Skechers isn't going to sell.
He's just a name that they need.
Right.
And if you're Skechers and you're probably desperate, you just need somebody that's got a decent name. He's an MVP, right?
I agree. Name.
No, he's not going to sell any shoes, whether he's with Nike or Adidas or New
Balance. I agree. My point is, though, is if you're Skechers, you're not going to sell any basketball shoes. Let's be honest. That's not in your target market. But if you brought on Embiid and said, we're going to give you a sub-brand with no Skechers logo on it, just the Embiid logo, whatever that may be, I feel like that would sell more.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
I think you're probably right.
Just give Snoop Dogg his own brand. Yeah. Like if you're going to hire him, just give him his own brand. Let him work.
Yep. Sub-brand.
Like he could get somebody.
So I don't know if this is going to be one of the slides, but this whole thing reminds me of the Spencer Dinwiddie thing. Did you see that slide or video?
I did, but I didn't put it on.
Okay, let me just say this. But this might be what – this might be – no, this is going to be a stretch, but it does remind me of this story for some reason. Spencer Dinwiddie is with the Lakers now. He's a journeyman. He's really good. I actually always liked Spencer Dinwiddie. I think he's underrated. Anywho.
One of the greatest names in the NBA, for sure.
Oh, yeah. So he's got a signature shoe. It's not very well known. But the story goes, he was in China and had some relationships with some shoe people. So he was just it was just random. He was like, you know what? I'm gonna create my own sneaker, because he was gonna get paid being independent more mm-hmm. than whatever deal he got with Nike or Adidas or whatever company. So he started his own sneaker, his independent sneaker label. He's a signature athlete with his own brand. Well, yeah,
I'm fairly sure, not to interrupt you, but I'm fairly sure that year he did that. He was on the Nets. It was when they made that mm-hmm. playoff run. And I think he did a different colorway every single game. So it was like a custom pair of his signature sneaker every single game. And I think we talked about that early on. First year of our podcast. But go ahead. Continue on.
No, you're fine. So then he has some success. None of us have bought a Spencer Dinwiddie shoe, nor had we even heard of it. Quite frankly, but in China, I guess he starts selling a bunch of shoes there with his own label or his own brand. I can't remember the name of the brand, but anyway, he creates these relationships with this sneaker company in China called 361. And they are so impressed with his sales and his process and all that, that they end up buying him out And then they give him a signature shoe with 361. So it's like he built this brand, sold it to the company, and then became one of their promotional people. So then he's double dipping, right? Yeah. It's genius. That is like a genius idea if you can pull that off. But maybe that's what Joel Embiid is trying to do, is like, okay,
parlay this into something else. Yeah.
I'm going to get paid more from Skechers than I will Nike or Adidas. So might as well make the most amount of money. And if the sneaker is halfway functional, I mean, that's to be seen, but nonetheless, then why not?
Yeah. I mean, the writing's on the wall. Adidas, well, Adidas has given signature shoes to big men in the past, so I won't say that it's out of the question. I think Dwight Howard was actually Reebok, but
he's Adidas.
He was Adidas. Okay.
Yeah, because remember at one point it was him and KG and I think McGrady were like their big, and maybe Kevin. I'm sorry, Tim Duncan. Right at one point.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. But yeah, Nike and Adidas now don't give post up big men a signature.
They don't sell shoes.
I mean,
Jokic, love Jokic, great player.
He had a line of player editions, and that's it with Nike. And he's actually with 361 Degrees now. He's got his own shoe with them.
Wimby probably breaks that mold.
That's what I was gonna. I was about to ask that. Does Wimby break that mold? We'll see. I mean, I don't know. He'd
probably end up. He's such a hybrid of a player. I know this is way too deep into the NBA, but when you got a 7'4" guy who can play like a guard, and he's not exactly a post up big man, right? He's a unicorn.
But does being that much of a unicorn, like, it's not like Steph Curry. Like, Steph Curry can sell shoes because it feels like I'm about the same stature as him. I know I'm not. I know he's 6'3", but Wimby is like so far out of the realm of possibility in your brain that I don't know how many people would buy his shoes. But hey, I'm not the smartest in the room for that. So, but yeah, I think Wimby could get his signature sneaker. You know what I'm still like vastly surprised by? How quick Zion got a signature sneaker. Have you ever seen anybody wearing Zions?
Not that's not AAU or Duke.
Have you seen them in AAU? Because I don't see them.
Yeah,
I've seen them anywhere. Okay.
Especially 2 years ago. I've not seen one pair of the three whatever it is.
Yeah, the ones, yes, I remember seeing people wear those. But I haven't seen any since.
No.
And it's well documented how I feel about him getting a signature sneaker. When the Zion 2, I think he and I played in the same amount of NBA games in those shoes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So, yeah. I mean, I just feel like it used to be way too long to get a signature sneaker. And now I feel like sometimes it's a little too short. I mean, we waited a long time.
It's just like, it's just like everything else. It's a gamble. It's like opening a pack of baseball cards or basketball cards and keeping a card that you think is going to appreciate, and it does or doesn't. And that's what it's like. And so it's a gamble. It's like, oh, maybe Zion's going to be the generational. Blah, blah, blah. Maybe Zion's going to be Brandon Miller, and he's not. Newsflash, Antioch all day. But what I'm saying, but that's the point. The point is, it's a gamble. You never know how these guys are going to go. And to this point, I think it's easy to say that Zion has not lived up to the hype.
Yeah, I think
that's could be, and I'm not going to bet against him because I think he's
a beast. I think
he's got all the tools, right? He's basically playing point guard at 6'8", 280 or whatever he is.
I think he's like 6'5", but that's just.
No, I think he's like 6'7".
Really?
6'7", 270. Yeah, I think I'm right.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, in terms of other Jordan news, I'll take this down. Not go heels for you on this one, but have you seen the rumors of Cooper Flagg potentially being a Jordan athlete?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
He was, if you don't know, he was spotted. I think he did a photo shoot for the McDonald's game, maybe in the Jumpman Jack.
He had some threes, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but why he had unreleased Jordan.
Carolina. On,
and so that's where the rumors are coming from. Potential Jordan athlete. I mean, at this point, for him, why choose yet? I mean, just let Jordan give you all the shoes. Let Nike, let whoever wants to give you free shoes, give you free shoes. Do you know, and I assume this is a pretty simple answer, but if he goes, so he's going to Duke, a Nike school, he cannot sign an NIL with Adidas, right? Okay, let me rephrase. Can
I don't RJ, know.
Could RJ Davis sign an NIL with Adidas?
I don't
better.
Okay. Don't know.
I wouldn't clue. Think that you can do that, or maybe
I don't know
you
what kind of rules there
wear
are.
Them in the games.
It feels probably. Like right now it's the wild, wild west, right? There, okay. I don't feel like there's enough structure around. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure during the games you could not wear anything with an opposing brand on it.
And or they could do the, and or they could do the, man, there's so many examples of this. The most recent one I can think of is, do you remember Kawhi Leonard was at this press conference and they put like, Powerade or whatever on the table next to him, and he's like, took that down. I was like, nah, and you can even see his face. He's like, I'm sponsoring Powerade or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But then there's stories of, you know, Jordan at the 92 Olympics covering up the
with
Reebok
the
logo with the flag. I mean, this is, you know, there's all kinds of ways around it.
Yeah.
But you would think that'd be pretty tough to do if you're an Adidas guy at a Nike school.
Who was it? Was it DeAndre Ayton that signed with Puma out of college, and they didn't have shoes that fit him, so he would wear like some kind of Nike with the swoosh off of it? There was, I feel like Puma did that a few times, got a little ahead of themselves maybe. But all right, next up, let's add this to the screen. There we go. New Balance 1000s making a comeback. I think Joe Freshgoods did some of these. I don't know who this is. What do you think about this model? This is deep in the New Balance archives, coming back this year.
It's just, to me, like all the other New Balance models that are coming out of the archives, they're terrible. They need to stay simple. Keep it simple. This is not a simple shoe. I feel like it's like a Air Max 97-ish.
That's funny. Right? I was going to say it looks like an Air Max 95 to me.
Or 95, but they both have those layers, like the
right
panels, I guess is what they're called. This is a terrible model, just like 98% of the other models. New Balance needs to stay simple, and these models are just hideous.
I'll say, the end just screws it up. I think it's a cool shoe. I mean, it looks like their version of a 95.
This colorway isn't bad. I love that you hate the end so much. I don't hate the end like you do. I think it's a classic.
Just put a lightning bolt on there, whatever you want, just put an arrow on there. I don't care. Put anything but just a... N is such a terrible letter, too. Put a W on there. It looks way better than that.
N is just a terrible letter. Is S better? You like Skechers, if it had an S on it, it'd be fine.
No.
But you Photoshop this junk and put an S on it and see how it looks for you.
No, any letter is not going to be cool on the shoe. Just a...
You were saying that, though. Any letter but N. You just said N is the worst letter.
It's not the worst letter.
You have an N
letter.
In your
it's
name.
The worst logo. There's the reason it comes at the end. I'm just kidding.
Okay, that was a good... That's lit.
All right. Well, I don't mind them going into the archives, bringing out the 1000. I think, I mean, why not?
Had you ever even heard of the 1000 before this? Probably not. Exactly.
Nope.
All they need to stay with the classics. The 550 or whatever. The 550. The other one that's the simple.
Like the 990. That's what
they're going for. When they go, when they get into this stuff, is where they lose it.
I don't know. I think this is like, honestly, and this may be real crazy to say, this feels like the, so if a 550 is the Dunk, this is the Air Max for New Balance.
Okay. Okay.
And I think the 550 is on its way down. I don't know about you, but I don't see as many out in the wild.
Not as much.
A year and a half ago. And so I don't think, obviously, it's not going to come close to what the nine, how many people had the 550s or how many people have the 990s. But I think in terms of a silhouette, a new silhouette, new in quotes, because it's obviously an old silhouette they're bringing back. But for Joe Fresh Goods to make waves with, I think it's a good silhouette. And, you know, there's the one thing I have to say positive about New Balance.
It's definitely different,
mm-hmm.
which I like.
Yeah.
With these dad shoe model, New Balances are just a pass for me every time.
I get a little bit of Fila vibes looking at this.
Ooh, okay.
Like the cream part up here. I don't know.
Yeah, I can follow that.
You know, when I feel like we could change our titles. You know, the other day you told Jake that he should call himself a cobbler.
I feel forgot like about that.
We could be sneaker sommeliers, or however you say that word. Like
that's
like
how wine. You say it. You did
like
it.
We pick up different notes. Like I'm picking up some hints of Fila.
That's really good, dude. That could be a segment.
Okay.
Sneaker sommelier. What are you feeling from this sneaker? That's a really good idea.
Well, let's do it on this next one. This is a bit of news coming out last week. J. Cole.
Oh, I got it already.
Puma, and is going to start his own. I'm sure it'll be called Dreamer or Dreamville or some kind of.
He's doing dream. The Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yeah, he's taking a page out of the Dinwiddie playbook. Also, the Langston Galloway playbook. There's a deep hole for you. And making his own sneaker brand. We're showing it on YouTube right now in a North Carolina-esque colorway.
Go Heels. He's I'll a big Carolina fan. Yeah,
big Carolina guy. So, Hayes, sneaker sommelier, Panama Slim.
Give me a second. I'll show you what I'm feeling on this one.
Okay. Tell me what notes and what flavors you're feeling from the J. Cole.
Okay, I found one colorway. I'm looking for a specific colorway of this shoe. I guess this will be close enough. This is the hints I'm getting. Is wait a second.
Swirl it around.
It's an oaky. Snip. It's an oaky nutty. Oh shoot! Didn't work.
You can just give us
I got it, man. No.
We're sneaker people. We know.
I know. It's the Nike Air Tech Challenge Hybrid. Do you know that?
Air Tech Challenge Hybrid. It's
the Andre Agassi.
Agassi. Okay.
It's.
I knew it was that era.
Wrong colorway.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
The notes that I'm picking up. I mean, this is a mid, probably. That looks like a low, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But as soon as I saw it, this is the shoe I thought about. Different colorway, but that's what I thought of.
Yeah. That's got like the Yeezy bottom, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. It's exactly Yeezy bottom. Holy crap. That's where he got the bottoms. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's definitely
you have a keen, you are definitely a psalm. That's what they call him, bro. That's what they call him.
I think we gotta maybe if we ever rebrand our podcast, I think that's a solid name. The sneaker psalms.
I mean, I don't hate these. They're better than a high percentage of most shoes that we've seen the last 2 years.
Yeah, way better than his Puma joints. Yeah. I mean, that was just a glorified colorway. I mean, it was, not very good.
Is this a runner?
That's what I was about to ask. Is this a low basketball shoe? Is it a runner?
I mean, the bottom, if you're just looking at the tread, I mean, we can't see it super well.
Looks like a runner, though,
it
right?
looks more like a runner, which that's an interesting pattern on a runner.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a basketball guy, so you got to think there's got to be a basketball shoe out there.
I'm picking up notes of staying with 90s, obviously. I'm picking up notes of a Huarache, some sort of Huarache in there. I don't know what it is. I think it's this bottom left picture on the right shoe is just giving me some Huarache hints. And I don't know necessarily if that's from, you know, Huarache was famous for the no Nike swoosh on it, no logo. Kind of chunkier with the sole. So just the Huarache like runner.
Yeah. Are you a buyer on this shoe?
I don't know.
As far as rappers' shoes go, especially listen, big Jay-Z guy, big J. Cole guy. Because I'm a anyway, it's how it goes. It's like the family tree. Even though Jay-Z might go to jail because he's a child, anyway, that's probably true. Anyway, I'll say I'm probably a buyer. I love it. The idea.
Yeah,
I'm gonna create my own line. I'm not even gonna do. You would have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, North Carolina. Like, I'm probably a buyer of this shoe.
I think J. Cole is probably my favorite rapper as of like the last 5 years. But I'm not as huge of a fan as you are, obviously. But I like the shoe. I think I would potentially be in the market for these. Yeah. A lot of variables in there.
That lie. You're good.
It's not.
You don't hate. Just say I don't hate the shoe. I'm probably not going to buy it because I don't buy anything other than Nike and Jordan. That's what you should say.
Well, I haven't bought anything in quite a while. So
Sabrina, you bought a woman's shoe.
Hey man, I think that women's basketball game this past weekend outdid all of the men's games.
Wow, that's so impressive.
That's wild.
One women's game out of 8 billion. Finally,
hater.
Every once in a while. No, man. Every once in a while, you know, 16 is beat a 1 two times in 70 years. So, I mean, you know, I'm not being.
What about Sabrina beating or tying every single participant in the 3-point contest?
I mean, that's not exactly. It's, but she wasn't going head to head with every single one of them.
Yeah, but they're playing the same game. She beat every single one of them coming out cold. You're a hater. You're such a hater.
I'm a little bit of a hater. And it's just how I am.
You're sexist.
It's not a sexist
thing. I'm just kidding.
It's a nature thing.
All right. So, I guess that's it for our sneaker sommelier segment. But we do have one more game, and I will tell you right away my instant feedback on this shoe. But we're got fill in the blank. We don't have a drop for this yet. So if somebody wants to create one, we'll put it on the pod. But fill in the blank. The Puma MB04 looks like blank.
Do you know, have you ever seen the making of Spider-Man when they show how they make the webs? It's like this concoction that they make. It looks like Spider-Man spewed webs onto this thing.
Okay.
Red webs onto it.
I think I see the word lover maybe on here, or love and rage. Is that love right here?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Anyways, that's not what that's not my fill in the blank. The MBO4 looks
I didn't even do a blank. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The MBO4 looks like a burn victim. This is hideous. It doesn't it look like when you like got the skin that's all like third degree burns? It's like that's what this looks
here's
like.
Here's what I'll give Mello. I feel like at this point, Mello knows his audience. His audience is probably a middle school fifth to ninth grade kid that plays basketball. Yeah. That's who's going to buy it. So all the parents of people that are fifth grade to ninth grade, get ready because they're going to want a shoe, this model. Because that's who wears this. Look, my daughter's an AAU.
Shoe I've ever seen.
That's who wears this shoe. And it is what it is. It's the AAU All-Star shoe. They put out cool colors. The kids don't want to match their jerseys like you and me want to. It makes perfect sense. Like, that is who's going to buy this. And it matches Melo's personality. Like, this looks like Mello. Mello wants to stand out from everybody else. He's different. He's the third brother. Yada, yada. Watch, I'm going to make the All-Star team. Yada, yada, yada. I get it.
It's terrible.
I'm not his demographic.
Who has ever said, yeah, let's do that? Like, who let him do this?
Look,
he definitely designed this on his own. I have no doubt.
Okay, so that is where I can't hate. Is like we complain about this stuff all the time. Where how much input does XYZ have into their shoe? You can tell LaMelo Ball had a lot of input into that shoe, which that part's cool. I'm just not his target market.
Fair. I mean, you got me there, but this is still. This shoe is so bad that if you slapped an N on it, it would look better.
Wow. That's not
true. That's how bad this shoe is.
New Balance would never, ever do this because this is so far out of not even just their color palette. It's so far outside of their brand to have something like this. They'd never do it. It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying it's so bad that
Puma has nothing to lose. Puma's got a Scoot Henderson that's based on Cheetos and Takis. Of course they're going to make this shoe. They have nothing to lose. Puma has to make a splash.
This looks like you are notorious for telling us how bad his tattoos are. This looks like if you just took a flamethrower to his tattoos on his skin and they bubbled up and
maybe like, that's what he was going for.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think I figured it out.
But look, what Puma is doing a good job of is imprinting. They are getting these kids at this age, young, to be like, oh, I remember when I was rocking these Mellows and yada, yada, yada. And so when they get older, I want to wear Pumas because that's my Michael Jordan is LaMelo Ball. You know what I'm saying? That is what that is. This is a strategy, I think, to start young. Probably
better than Skechers.
Bro, I'm about to wet my pants. Can I go pee?
Yeah. Oh, this episode of the Still Drippin' Happy Hour is brought to you by our Printify store. I don't have it up right now, but you can see it later. All right. Well, that's all for sneakers. Trying to think of any other updates for you. Like we said earlier, the Military Blues are coming out. Pushback, I think about 3 weeks. So those will be coming out on the 24th, 25th, somewhere in there. We got word that we already knew that the December Air Jordan 11 is going to be the Columbia colorway. So like Nike always does, they're going to be readily available. Then I'm sure there's going to be a little more than whatever the 11 was that came out last year. as they like to say on their earnings calls, that, you know, we beat last year's number and raised it by just a little bit. Most 11s sold ever on one release. We'll get that every year. So we saw those. I can't think of anything else too pressing. So now that Hayes is back, we'll just keep going to our last. This is our last.
Sorry.
I hope that was wonderful. I got one outside the box, and then we can jump into any other closing outside the boxes. But Worldwide Wob on Twitter, NBA Twitter, released a rankings that he did, and it was right down the still dripping alley of this was he ranked teams by how dangerous they are, so their nickname. So I'm going to blow this up full screen. I'll give you the top five and the bottom five, and then Hayes and I can call out some that we think are wrong. But we've got a ranking by how dangerous they are from Worldwide Wob.
Sun, obviously. Sun,
he says, obviously, is number one. The Magic is number two for mysterious. Wizard is number three because they're magic wielders. A Rocket is number four. In parentheses, he has could blow up. Heat is number five because it causes strokes. Actually, I'll give you number six as well. Nugget, because it makes humans start wars, as in gold nuggets. So those are your top six. Now I'll go for the bottom five.
This is great.
Laker is prone to Darwinism. Spur could cause bruising or open flesh wound, could be possibly thrown as a ninja star. Personally, I think that one should be higher, but Jazz, unprotected sex. Thunder scares dogs. And last is a Nick because it is just pants.
This is great. I can't believe grizzly bears are that low.
I know. Grizzly, his
notes on grizzly. Or something, a cavalier?
Would be, will tire itself out and sleep for 5 months. But grizzlies are known to be like the most dangerous mammal on Earth.
And a raptor?
Will rip you apart.
Wait a second. A raptor? I don't know about that, being that low.
Yeah, well, a raptor is not what it. The logo is a T-Rex, but a raptor itself is like a bird. Yeah, it's like a some kind of.
Oh, I thought it was like a velociraptor. A piston? Just one singular piston, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can run over everything. No, that a pacer is a car. A piston is not a full car.
Yeah, I love this. Trailblazer. Survived the Oregon Trail. Tough to kill.
76ers. Spreads disease.
I think the Maverick claims it can drink moonshine all night. Can't. That's great.
When we're talking about dangerous, like grizzly should be in the top five. Easily.
Yeah.
How many heat strokes are you having that heat is in the top five?
Yeah, that's
old
that's...
Nuggets are and grizzlies should definitely be above heat.
Celtic, drunk of 10, travel in packs. This is hilarious.
Yeah. Net could get stuck. That's not a good one.
That's terrible. That should be next to Nick. That should be really low.
Yeah. Thunder, I agree, is not dangerous. It's just a noise. But yeah, it does scare dogs. So I guess it's above pants.
A Laker like would be lower. Spur should be higher. I mean, it's at least Spur, could be a weapon.
Jazz, did you know pelicans were cannibals?
No.
I don't think I knew that. That's what's on here for pelican.
Wow.
That's interesting. I still think a hawk would be more dangerous than a pelican, but I don't know how vicious pelicans are.
I don't either. The concept of this is hilarious. Hilarious idea. I think this guy actually followed me on Twitter this week. I'm sorry, X.
No, he didn't.
I know he did. I'm without a doubt. No crap. I'll show you. It's funny that you said that.
Does he follow everybody back?
Look.
Oh, let me blow you up. Sorry.
Is it right there?
Edwob follows you on Twitter.
Rob Perez followed me on the on X.
How do you Rob find you?
Rob Perez.
You don't even tweet, comment. Do you?
No, I do tweet quite a bit. But I comment on a bunch of stuff that he does. I didn't know he was that big of a deal. He's got million something subscribers or whatever.
Yeah, he is like one of the
maybe NBA we could get him guy. On the podcast.
We have to do it outside of basketball season because I'm not sure that dude watches anything but basketball.
Yeah, we'll see if I can pull it off.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Well, that's all I had. We're at 61 minutes at the moment. So, Hayes, you got anything left?
I don't think so, buddy.
All righty. Well, for Hayes Holla, this is Mason. And we're going to sign off here. Remember, go buy some merch. I think I'm going to start doing more merch. Some subtle stuff.
Do it.
Box stuff. So we'll see. Go follow us on Instagram at StillDrippingTN. Follow us or go subscribe on YouTube. Like our video. Give us a rating and review. We still haven't read Fry Guy's review.
Somebody else had a really good one. Somebody else I heard had a good
one. Okay. Yeah, I want to have Coop Clean back on because he called me out about basketball sneakers, although that was about 5 months ago. So
he also wants to talk trash about basketball jerseys and wearing jerseys of other grown men. He wants to talk crap about that.
Well, let's have him on. And we need to set up our interview at Slim and Huskies.
Yep.
Stay tuned for that. We'll probably push it out a little bit, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, so we can let people know when we have it and they can schedule. Would a weekend ever work for you?
Oh yeah, for this. Yeah.
Okay. Let's work on a weekend so people can be there.
Yeah, see if we can pull that off.
All righty. And that's it for me. Hayes, what'd you learn today?
I learned that I struggle with saying just thank you. And that is a thing that is the other side of humility. You know, bad humility is being arrogant. The other side of bad humility is deflecting everything and not just being able to say thank you. And today I've been saying a lot of thank you because I don't like to be celebrated. That's arrogant to not just excuse it or whatever. So I'm saying thank you. That's what I learned today.
That is really good. It's actually something that I thought about along the same lines. The last small group that I had with some friends from old church was one thing that somebody said. One of the kids asked, if somebody pays for your drink at the vending machine and says, don't worry about paying me back, just take them at their word and pay it forward. And I think that's what, you know, take people at their word. It's okay to you give. If somebody gives to you, let them be a giver and you just say thank you. I think that's
part of the really negative side of of American culture is we don't, it's pride. What it comes down to can be traced back to pride. And I have a ton of it and I'm always trying to solve that. And I'm trying to find ways to be grounded and draw back on that. And by just simply saying thank you and letting somebody enjoy giving because that's what they want to do. And by making excuses and being a jerk, I'm taken away from that. And I'm not, but then I go back to, this is all the pride is what it is that I'm like, I don't want to be a mooch. I don't want to be an ungrateful. And so I just don't want anybody to give me anything because I don't want to be ungrateful and I don't want to do. So I'm just going to say, thank you. Say thanks.
Yeah.
That's what I learned today.
A good word. All right. We love you all. We'll see you next week.
Oh, it's my birthday. Don't press mute. I'm sitting here in my birthday suit. I'm butt naked. Naked in front of a fire, but it's fake. It's just a heater. It's plugged into the wall. It's 1,000,000,000 degrees. I'm burning to the ground, about to melt like a candle. I'm candle sticking it. Stick this in your face. It's my birthday. I'm in my birthday suit all over your face. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing it out in the lawn. I'm eating French fries and Frosted Flakes. I can't even eat any of that because I'm allergic. It'll make these bumps on my face. Oh, spray me with mace. Face, place, waste. Race, you're a racist. Oh, I'm back in this. I'm eating a bunch of ice cream. It's swelling up my belly and I look like a really, really fat man from Dune. I'm riding a dune, I'm riding a worm. You're gonna eat me because I'm the ooby looby 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 looby. I'm a Fremen. Fermin, whatever they called. I'm snipping up all the spice. I got the spice. I'm using spices. Paprika, basil, oregano. But it ain't that. It's that spice from Dune. So I'm getting high. It's like mushrooms. But not the mushrooms you bake with. I'm done.
Happy birthday, Hayes. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Illuminati.